brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We were talking about population control. We know sodium and stannous fluoride is a toxic sedative. That's admitted. Major university studies going back to the 30s, even at University of Texas at Austin, and it was used in the concentration camps to subdue people and make them docile. That is an official mainstream World War II history books. I mean, that is admitted. And I knew that soybeans have high levels of really strong-acting plant estrogen of a type. I mean, all plants have a little bit of it, and you're supposed to have some of it. But it's part of the feminization of America. So many of these, like most of these products that have been, that aren't raw foods, have had it added because it's so cheap. And, of course, Henry Ford was a big pioneer and big believer in soybeans. And there's some estrogen in the bean husk, but what I've read and heard from farmers and scientists and researchers, I know bodybuilders won't eat it when they're trying to bulk up, you know, for a contest and already on steroids themselves because the steroids are already going to break down into estrogen after it's gone through a different process. So they want to minimize that they will not eat soy. I've read that. But it's the center of the soybean bean that is almost pure estrogen, and they just crush that and give it to you. It's caused major problems with babies. Remember, the rice soy killed a bunch of kids because it didn't have vitamin A and things in it and made them all be screwed up. I mean, your wife's got mammary glands for a reason, men. You're supposed to breastfeed. Even if you got to work two jobs, you know, while she breastfeeds for a year, you just got to do it. Babies were born to breastfeed. Women were born to feed them. That's what mammary glands are. That's what makes us mammals. That's the key factor. So he was bringing up a letter in Range Magazine that I'm familiar with. I didn't see the letter, but we are sent that by listeners. And what issue was that where the correction officer is saying that it's well known that they feed the prisoners soy to make them docile? I know the school lunch program, they feed them a lot of soy. So, you know, if you wonder why your 14-year-old or 15-year-old son starts wanting to date Billy instead of Jenny, that's another big reason. Studies show you feed high levels of soy filled with estrogen to young males, it feminizes them. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. The issue of the Range magazine that it's in is spring 2006, the latest issue. And I've lived on almost all raw food for a long time now, and I don't eat any soybeans because what I found out is that, you know, if you soak soybeans so that you can eat them raw, you don't want to eat many of them, you know, maybe one or two, and then they start to taste bad. So I figure anything that you don't enjoy in its most raw and natural state is not something good for you.
No, I like soybeans. I go to every once in a while a sushi place that has them, but, you know, it'd be like one or two beans, and you pop them open and eat them. I mean, a little bit of estrogen isn't going to hurt you, but, yeah, when your diet's like when half your vegetable intake is soy, which it is for a lot of Americans, and these hamburgers and stuff that aren't real beef, they're part soy. But you're a farmer. You've called before. I mean, are you familiar with what I've read, that it's the middle of the soybean that's really bad?
Actually, I'm just a part-time gardener. I'm not a farmer.
Okay.
Don't know specifically much.
Well, I've just heard you call the show about organic gardening and farming, I guess. Maybe my memory doesn't serve me.
I haven't called your show all that much over the years.
No, sir.
I've called a couple of times before.
Yeah, I've heard
it's been a long time.
Do you call other shows, sir?
Yeah, I call the Power Hour quite often.
Yeah.
I am very interested in farming and gardening.
And then you also call other shows, right? Because I've heard you talk about it and talk about, or perhaps you've researched farming, because I've heard you talk about it.
Well, I'm always trying to learn more about gardening.
Because almost every time I hear you call in, it's about farming, is my point. I wasn't trying to mislead anybody.
Yeah, it is a big subject of interest to mine.
I am correct that I hear you calling in talking about farming most of the time.
That's one of the subjects I'm interested in.
Okay, cool.
About, yeah.
I'm trying to make sure I'm not going crazy here.
Yeah, okay.
Listen,
yeah,
I'm not cornering
right.
You and trying to interrogate. I'm trying to find out if my memory's working.
Yeah, your memory's working. What you say is reasonable. That is a subject I often talk about.
Okay,
I'm
thinking, God, I was thinking, man, if I'm not right about this, I'm really losing it.
No, your memory's okay.
All right. Well, that's interesting, and I'll try to find out more about soybeans. I've just read it so many places, heard it, seen it. And now even the health food stores are telling you, don't eat too much soy. They were real big on it 10 years ago, but they're now finding out. Or there's the good soy that's just the meat of the bean, not the core. You do not want the hard core of the bean. It's almost pure plant estrogen. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to cover some news. We'll run back to your calls. No breach seen in work in Iraq on propaganda. That's out of New York Times concerning fake newspaper articles. Also, rights defenders targeted worldwide, report says. That out of Reuters. Wife of missing China activist seeks help. We're only hearing about him from the liberals because he's an AIDS activist. They could care less about somebody they claim shoplifters. They walk them outside and blow their head off. Clark calls for a rethink on how terrorists are tried. Over in England, they're calling for getting rid of any type of due process or juries. Neo-Nazis threaten to massacre Muslims at World Cup. Boy, that sounds like a staged event. New York City's crime fight to get more eyes, surveillance cameras to watch you. See all those cameras they claim were for traffic? No. The federal grants were to watch you and control you all along. Abu Ghraib dog handler is unrepentant. Also, Iraqi residents say bodies in video from U.S. raid. Now the evidence is coming out that there are just huge massacres. See, what the Nazis would do in Poland and in Russia and other areas, they went to town. And one individual out of a city of 50,000 shot at them. If it was a private, they'd kill about 20 people. And there were different cases, but you can go look it up. But if an SS officer got killed, they might kill 1,000 people. And they would just herd everybody into a big church and then just drive tanks up in front of it with machine guns and their cannons and just blow the whole thing up or pour gasoline on it. And that's basically what our illustrious troops are doing over there. And everybody's going, well, is it true? Why, the Iraqi police say so. Who knows? You know, is it an exaggeration? I read articles back at the start of the war where reporters are right there with the troops and they're shooting women for fun.
Don't you talk about our troops that way. Well, they need to kill them.
Hey, this is going on and it's shameful, okay? We need to get out of denial about this. And then Bush rules out amnesty for undocumented workers. I want to start with that here in just a moment. But I got really bad allergies right now. Sorry if I keep sniffling and hacking. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you about this hour's sponsor, who I've been using for 2 years before they became a sponsor a few months ago, and they've been a sponsor on the network for, I don't know, 5-6 years. They've been around for 59 years. In 1 year, they would have been 60 years. They were founded back in 1947. Calbin Pure Soap. Calbin five-star soap products, the Calbin Soap Company. And call and get one of their beautiful free catalogs. Call right now and get a free catalog or get the little $14 sampler pack with shampoo, a bunch of bars of their soap, dishwasher soap, clothes, so soap for your clothes washers, your laundry. I mean, I forget how many pounds it weighs. It's a big tote bag, and it's $14. I mean, one or two products would cost that at the grocery store, and you save 85% off because they're factory direct. And they've done the studies, 85% off compared to what people pay for toxic chemicals at the store. And, you know, in the past, if I left a little bit of zest under my arms or, between my legs, wherever, you know, where you wash with soap, it burns you and you get a rash. Oh, that hurts. I got soap down there. Or I got soap under my arms or soap behind my ears. Not with Calbin Pure Soap because I have a tendency to get all lathered up and not spray it all off in the showers, as I know a lot of you do. This stuff just smells so good. I mean, they were organic before organic was even, you know, being discussed. Because I guess in the 40s, stuff was already organic, then it shifted out of being organic right around that time. So they're just amazing, folks. Get a free catalog, 800-340-7091, 1-800-340-7091. Write that number down. Call, get the free catalog. Or get a year supply of soap, a month supply, or the $14 tote bag. 1-800-340-7091, or check them out online at CalbinPureSoap.com. That's C-A-L-B-E-N, PureSoap.com. Just Calbin, California Pure Soap Company. It is the Calbin Pure Soap Company. CalbinPureSoap.com, or if you missed that, there's a banner on the left-hand side of Infowars.com. And I forgot to tell Paul Watson this. Paul, put a banner up for them. I'm going to put a banner up on Prison Planet for these fine folks as well. All right. I've been ranting so much. Let's just take some calls and I'll get into this. Bush rules out amnesty for undocumented workers. Such deception. I mean, that is a bald-faced lie. But first, let's just go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in New Mexico. Dan, thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I'm just real recent to the truth movement, if you will. I had seen something on our public access. I think it was not Loose Change, but the other one. Anywho.
There was a whole bunch. I mean, was it many of my films, or was it Plain Sight?
Plain Sight. That's what it had to be. Yeah. And so I started surfing and looking. And one site called you a liar, and that's what got me to find your site when I found it.
Oh, yeah, no, the enemy attacks only help. I always appreciate it.
They do, because, you know, I just kept looking for unbiased and not, you know, it's obvious to me now that the bubbles and the, you know, a lot of the plane stories, just to get people to look other than at the obvious, which is the rate they fell.
Yeah, the bomb in the buildings.
You know, and so, and then, you know, I can remember, back 10 years ago, or so, I'm just sitting in a work truck and I'm listening to, talk radio, which I don't do very often. And, a fellow from here, cause we have, government labs here, that's the primary industry in this state, talked about the Oklahoma City and how there's no way that a truck bomb took out concrete columns.
Well, it's not just that. The local police and the FBI admit the BATF was on site within 30 seconds in full bomb gear and told the police, we were told not to come into work today, and none of them were in the building. Then they told one of the doctors on the scene, say, patch us up, claim we were in there. And the doctor said no, so he was found dead a few days later. They murdered him. And they're just, they are the scum of the earth. I mean, they are dangerous gangsters. They are hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like I say, I'm new. I just subscribed to Prison Planet 3 days ago, and I've got a heck of a lot of, videos to watch, stuff to read, of course, but I have seen, Bohemian Grove, because that was available before I subscribed, and Loose Change was available, but... I much preferred your, I just watched the follow-up to it yesterday.
Martial law?
No, martial law was available on the internet as well.
Order of death?
No, your 911,
Road to Tyranny.
Road to Tyranny.
Yeah, the original, out 4 months after 9/11.
Yeah, and the follow-up. And see, I've got my mom right here, captive audience, but she can't. Look at this. You know, it's too much for her to look at. And one of the guys at work that I talked to used to be a jet mechanic, and he says, oh, yeah, jet fuel can burn steel. And it's not kerosene. And so,
oh, really?
Yeah, so, I mean, the resistance for people to look at anything is the big mountain, the long path.
Well, that's why they're going to lose everything they got and lose their freedom.
Well, I mean, it was, I saw...
You know what? Instead of 9/11, go get the New York Daily News articles about them killing little black boys with pesticide, strapped down, and then go, hey, the government does this, or get them the Jerusalem Post about 110,000 Jewish children strapped down and hit with radiation and being killed... because the U.S. government gave them $3 billion to do it, quote, testing, and go, let me see, they killed 110,000, or the 110,000, most of them did die. The majority of them, I think it was like 75,000, died within a few months. So go, hey, they murdered little kids. Do they kill people on 9/11?
Oh, well, you know,
hit them with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Most people, you know, they won't look at anything. And, I saw your thing with George, Mr. Humphrey.
Yes.
And I watched his video this morning, and even that's a little gentler for some of the people that won't look, but, your follow up to your 9/11, which I trust you did your follow up recently within the past year.
Yeah, it's called Martial Law.
Martial law is too much for these people I'm speaking with. But, you know, I'll look for and find a group and start a group because that's what you and George say you got to work at.
We got to do it. I mean, these poor people are in denial about what's happening, and it's our responsibility. Who was it, to paraphrase Barry Goldwater, you know, in politics, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
Yeah, it's, got quite a few questions.
We're almost out of time. I've got to get to other people and cover news, but go ahead and fire out one more.
Okay. My nephew was just served 6 months in California. Is it likely that he's implanted with one of the...
No, Reuters reported that 2 years ago Applied Digital signed a deal with Bureau of Prisons, but then the public backlash, it was canceled. There are plans to start implanting prisoners with chips. They've made the Mexican Attorney General's employees do it, and some companies are trying it here. But no.
Oh, good. Well, that helps a lot.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Yeah, they just keep saying, chips, chips, you need chips, chips are good, chips are good. We need to chip all the animals, chips, 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 chips will keep you safe. Chips will keep the kids safe, chips, chips, chips. Just they keep wearing us down, and we're like, okay, we expect it. Okay, give me my chip. Been hearing about it for 10 years, give me my chip.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
I want to get to the news. We got to hurry here. It was a great caller last segment, but I had him on for like 8 minutes, so I'm going to have to move quicker here. Let's talk to Dave in Georgia. Welcome. You're on the airwaves.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask you if I have looked on Infowars.com, and I've not heard you comment on the air about Aaron Russo's film From Freedom to Fascism, if you were able to see that when it showed in Austin.
No, I wasn't, but we put links to it up on the site up several times, and we've interviewed him in the past.
Yes, okay. I was looking for a comment from you if you had seen it, and I hope you get to see it sometime soon. One other question, I suppose, is do you use a toothpaste that has fluoride in it?
No, I don't.
Then what do you use? I'm unable to find
There's a whole bunch of... how big of a town do you live in?
Very, very, very small.
Well, you can just order toothpaste online. There's Tom's of Maine.
Yeah, it has fluoride in it.
No, sir. Let me just tell you, okay. they offer it without fluoride. I was about to say some of their varieties do have it in there, and a lot of times, yeah, you'll see Tom's of Maine and Walgreens, but they won't have the other Tom's next to it. But then there's a bunch of other companies. You know, I go to Whole Foods here in Austin, or I go to Central Market. We're blessed having more organic things here, as people demand them. They're the nicest grocery stores. And they might have 20 brands of it. There's actually, I can't remember the names of them, but there's some other brands that are even better. I haven't found, I mean, Tom's is okay, like their spearmint or mint with baking soda and stevia, one of those other things. But it really gets your teeth clean, and it's great.
Well, next time I get to the big city, I'll look. And I commend what you're doing to get the Citizens Rule Book out there to people. It's a very important thing that people learn what their rights are, where their rights were derived from. Otherwise, they're completely unable to defend them.
I agree with you, sir, and I'm glad that you and others are trying to get off the sodium and stannous fluoride. Anything else?
That'll be it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dave. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in Canada. Welcome, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I know you got no time. My question is about the Jon Stewart show, The Daily Show.
Yes.
Whose side is he on? Because he just seems to make jokes and make it so everybody goes to bed almost humorous about the party. Like,
well, a lot of real news gets covered there. It isn't hardcore enough. I'm surprised they even let that on mainstream television.
Right.
And, I mean, overall, I think it's pretty good. But still, it acts like the liberals are going to save you.
Right.
It's like one episode of Bill Maher's show on HBO might be great stuff. The bird flu's a hoax to take over. The New World Order's bad. Bush is involved in 9/11. And the next episode, abortion's just wonderful, and let's have more of it.
Right. But I also want to say, Charlie Sheen, that's great. I hope more come out. And I learn new stuff every day from your show. And keep up the good work, and I'll continue listening.
Thank you, sir.
Be an activist. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, some of the neocons out there, I mean, they get mad if we get on air and say Bush is anti-Second Amendment. So, you know, just because we get a few mean emails or some talk show hosts around the country are attacking us, I mean, are we surprised? The point is, he's a big Hollywood actor, and he's questioning 9/11. And hopefully more will. But there's a whole bunch of other doctors and scientists and people in Congress, and we ought to put Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney up in that article that Paul and I did about Sheen going public a few days ago, because we have all those experts that have gone public. There's so many others we didn't list there, like Cynthia McKinney and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Liz in Texas. Liz, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking the call. I got a call from a friend today. She works for a hotel. It's part of a major chain, national chain, international, I think. And she said that when she clocked in today, she not only had to give a thumbprint, but they're doing breathalyzers before each shift now. She doesn't operate a company vehicle or anything. Is this something we're going to see more of?
Yeah, tell us the chain. I mean, you can tell us that.
Drury. Drury Incorporated.
What is that?
It's a hotel. You're not familiar with the Drury brand of hotels?
Your audio is a little bit hard for me to hear.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. Kind of your pronunciation, but it sounds like you're saying Drury.
Drury, D-R-U-R-Y.
No, I'm not familiar with that hotel. I guess I'm
okay.
I guess I'm in the dark ages, and I don't like Hyatt and Hilton and La Quinta and all those. But I know that Dillard's does that. I know HEB does that. I know that the majority of big corporations are going to that, and I had heard they're going to start breathalyzers. Again, we're all guilty until proven innocent, and then pretty soon they're going to make you take vaccines when you get your driver's license renewed. Everything's going to be biomedical. They're going to start taking DNA tests when you get your driver's license as well. We saw the federal plans on that a decade ago, and now it's happening. You want to tell me more about it when we get back? I want to hear just a little bit more, okay?
Well, I'm going to have to go here to get back to my job, but since when is a consumer background check part of an application process? That I'd like people to start talking about.
Okay. Now, does she do it every time she clocks in?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Mike, Kim, David, Patrick, Steve, calls are coming up. I'm going to cover news, though, right now before I run out of time. The last caller lives in Texas. I guess she had to get back to work. I'm sorry she had to hold for 30 minutes to get on air. I guess I misunderstood her. I thought she was saying just to clock in they have to do that, and then she was saying for a job application they have to do that. I know a lot. I've heard they're starting to breathalyze people that go to work who aren't even driving a car. And again, what does that teach you? It teaches you that we're all criminals. We're all bad. We're guilty until proven innocent. Well, in free societies, you're innocent until proven guilty. And statistically, governments engage in more crime, more bad things, even per capita. You know, it's not just that government's so big, so it's going to do the most harm. No. Statistically, there's more crime because there's no accountability. So I'm not saying you're all criminals because you're in government. I'm saying that it's totally unaccountable. I mean, when they can do drug trials on little black kids and kill them, knowing it's going to kill them with a pesticide, and no one gets in trouble when the CPS blows the whistle, the people that took the kids blow the whistle, why are we delivering little kids to a private medical firm to be killed? And then, well, you just better shut up, and you're fired, and then no one gets in trouble. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. Trillions are missing from the Pentagon, and no one gets in trouble for it. There's just corruption everywhere, and you've got the Democrats in office. The Democrats sit around giggling and snickering and don't care what the Democrats are doing because they're owned by the same global interest. And then when a Republican's in office, Bush can do whatever he wants, and Republicans just go, good, I like it. Or it's a lie. You're a lying commie, Alex. And I'm freaked out. I mean, during the break, I was talking to some staff in the back, and I'm just like, man, I'm freaking myself out. I mean, this is real. This is true. This is admitted. Our government paid. This is one case out of hundreds that we know of that are admitted. To have Israel take 110,000 elementary students and murder them with radiation, knowing it would kill them. It wasn't some kind of radiation test. It was a weird extermination program. I mean, I have trouble. I don't blame you for denying it or rationalizing or saying I'm a liar. I don't want to believe it, but it's true. It's in the Jerusalem Post making excuses for it. I remember 10 years ago at my parents' house visiting for dinner, and I opened up Time magazine, and they've got a little blurb about it, and I already knew about it, but there it was in Time magazine, or was it Newsweek? I don't remember. And it was talking about in New Mexico and Nevada, different bases, they tell the pregnant wife. The doctor, of course, he'd be German. I'm not knocking Germans. Whenever I do that, I get little emails, hey, we're in a German community. You look like you're anti-German. No, I mean, my mother's side of the family, one on both sides, is German. I'm not knocking Germans themselves. It's that tens of thousands of Germans were brought here to run our rocketry, our science, our bioweapons, our road construction systems. It was a former Nazi that designed the autobahns in America. You know them as the interstate. But that's admitted, by the way. Go just type history of U.S. highways. It'll be Dwight Eisenhower implemented the German autobahn model using German architect, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it goes on and on. Albert Speer, you know, was released and even allowed to advise the chief architect for Adolf Hitler. I mean, there's major NASA facilities named after Nazis. But no, it was German doctors. They'd have evil people who'd work for Hitler to then train American doctors. They'd tell them, well, the communists are going to attack, and this is going to be terrible. But we've got to do this to test to see what will happen. Well, really, they already knew what would happen. It was really a test of personnel. And imagine a sweet young GI wife, 22 years old, one case I read about, I remember. And she comes in, and they go, here's some vitamins for your baby. And right behind the glass mirror, there are Nazis sitting there. And the American doctor, and then they know that in 12 hours after she takes the uranium pills, some cases plutonium pills, she's going to have a violent miscarriage, and they've got actual film cameras ready. And she's right down the street from them there at the base, and she takes them, and they did this to thousands. And then she comes in crying, and she's vomiting, and her she's having a miscarriage, and she's 8 months pregnant, and these ghouls are there running cameras on it. I mean, I don't know where this stuff comes from. I'm reading it in Time magazine. You know, I read the declassified reports on it and knew about it. One of the first things I learned about, I don't know, I guess 14 years ago or so when I was doing research on the New World Order, was how they give pregnant women uranium and plutonium pills. I mean, just please, please, please listen to me. I don't even want to cover the news anymore. I want to talk to the police. I want to talk to people in government. I'm not making this up, and you can go prove it to yourselves. We're in danger. These people are evil. They're doing evil things to us. I've now been reading the studies. There's a reason allergies are up all over the world, and people who never had them have them. Everyone I know has them now, not just in Austin, but everywhere. People are coughing and sick all the time. It's because they've released all sorts of weird biologicals in the air. Then I'm getting reports that they've figured out how to crystallize viruses where they're slow release in the body. That there's DU in the air. These nutcases have used the equivalent of 44,000 tons. Excuse me, 44,000 A-bombs. That's how much of this has been powdered and put into the air. I mean, we're living in an insane asylum. And believe me, I wish they wouldn't have killed those Jewish children. I wish that wasn't true. I've got a life. I enjoy my life. I want to go on vacations. I want to see Europe. I want to see Asia. I want to make money and live my life and spend time with the family and, you know, go have a business and not just be a normal person. I can't. I found out that they kill GI's wives, and that's just one of hundreds of these admitted things. I mean, they'll murder babies. Many times the women would die. You know how they die? Their gums start bleeding. The fast-growing cells of the intestines break down and liquefy. The organs fail. And then they had other cases where... So many other cases. They told the Seventh-day Adventist Church, have your men volunteer. At least they volunteered. We're gonna use radiation and bioweapons on them. And those guys cared so much about America, they volunteered. And I think it's crazy. And went and did it. And some of them died. But then they'd start them off before they went to right to killing women and their babies, healthy babies. They'd start out with 4-year-old retarded child or deformed child. And over and give them a free treatment, and they'd radiate them. And then there was some backlash, and people got mad, and there was some shootings on bases, people getting mad like they should. And so they just contacted Israel, and they said, we know that the Sephardi are the minority in your country, and we know that the Ashkenazi leadership, the European leadership, doesn't particularly like them. And so it was Sephardi Jews. It was some kind of weird intramural Nazi Jewish behavior. I'm freaked out by this. I mean, whenever I'm up at midnight working, and I'm just thinking, I got a headache, I don't want to work anymore, I just push myself, and I've been working as hard as I should lately. I just say to myself, my gosh, I mean, we're in trouble. We're in a lot of trouble right now. And I just love my family so much, and they're just good, and they're decent, and they're innocent, and they're sweet, and they need somebody to protect them, and your family needs that too. And I just want the people that serve this government who are in denial to know, I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. And I know a lot of you just watch TV or sports, and you never know, you've not learned how to use search engines. You know, that is NSA power. That is echelon power. That is, the NSA 10 years ago didn't have what Google has and Yahoo has today. The investigative tool of that. Because you can be on the Library of Congress, National Security Archives, National Archives, CIA.gov, and you can read where our government admits they carry out terror attacks. You see, they haven't shifted yet. They haven't figured this out yet. These old, arrogant men that run things, they didn't understand. They're still in the old world where they'll write manuals, even write published books, and 10,000 globalists read it, and nobody else does, when they call us slaves and say they're going to kill us. And now they're getting a little freaked out, because now all the stuff they've done and all the things they declassified, that's why Bush is going back and declassifying stuff 50 years. They're not saying public things that have been out for decades are now declassified. I mean, now reclassified. Because they have to. I mean, when you read about our army taking our young soldiers and putting them out in the field and flying over them and nerve gassing them and killing them, you know we're in trouble. They got all these cop shows on TV to teach you you're the best and the government's on your side and we're all bad and the government's going to take care of you. Oh, they care so much about you. It's why we got this policy to keep you safe from the public, and the public doesn't know for their own good. We got to keep them in line, and they're kind of the enemy now, and thin black line. Used to be thin blue line, now thin ski mask line. And we're going to take care of you, officers. Baloney. So you're listening to your squad cars in different cities around the country right now. And if you love your families, you'll check out what I'm saying. You'll investigate. You'll get your notepad out. You'll write down what I'm claiming. Here's a few words. Project Shad. Operation Northwoods. Servicemen's wives given uranium. Children die in New York drug studies. Foster children die in drug studies. And then just read it. Just start. And I could just go for hours after hour after hour. And somebody's got to talk about it. People say, oh, you're so brave. They could kill you. And you've been attacked before. And oh, Alex, you're so great. I'm not great. There's psychopathic killers on the loose running things. My family's in danger breathing the crap these people put in the air. They're doing all these horrible things. All I'm doing is trying to survive. I'd be brave in a stupid way if I didn't speak up. I'd be just mindlessly brave if I just said, oh, so what, knowing what I know, and went along with it. I mean, it's the equivalent of the enemies at the gates, and I'm just going, you know, the enemy's coming in to kill us, and I'm going to fight them. You're like, oh, you're so brave. Well, what do you mean I'm brave? I'm trying to live here. I mean, whoever told you laying down is going to save you? I mean, if you're afraid out there, you better fight. You know, I know we got loaded phone lines. I said I'd take your calls. I just... You know, working on this new film has really freaked me out. I've learned so much more. It's so much worse than I thought. I mean, when I learned the government brags about all this stuff, it's even worse than I knew. I just, it's sick to read them admitting that they're killers and that they're going to kill us and that they carry out terror. It blows me away. And then there's all these sophomoric, flimsy lies they put out. And then I get emails from the neocons going, see, Bush is against the open border, Alex. I caught you, liar. Listen to this. Associated Press. Bush rules out amnesty for undocumented workers. You read that? Oh, he doesn't want amnesty. Remember the last three State of the Unions, he says, I want a guest worker program. It is not amnesty. It is total. I've read the plan. Had congressmen on, Townsend, Credo, Paul, others about it. It legalizes anyone that's here for 6 years, who's here or can get here for 6 years. It allows unlimited guest worker program, rubber stamp for skilled and unskilled. You think the HB3 visas for all the Indian and Chinese workers taking your jobs? I mean, you think that's bad? This is unlimited. This is unlimited. It allows jets full from China and India and Latin America to land with the skilled workers in Eastern Europe. It's all in the bill. But see, they changed the name so it is an amnesty. Oh, I'm not going to have amnesty. Not about to put up with that for a minute. I'm George W. But I am going to have a guest worker program. And I remember one day I was in the car. I told this story once, and I was listening to Sean Hannity. I'd driven home from the studio, and I was listening to Sean Hannity in the car. And he went for 10 minutes about how we got to fight the open borders and blah, 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 and Bush is doing a great job. And I was like, no, he's not. And I knew he was going to say, we got to have the guest worker program to fix it after this big rant. So he tells you the truth about the open borders, but then his solution is guest worker program, and boom, he dropped it. I mean, just, you know what they're going to do. It's a script. And here's the script right here. President George W. Bush said he was opposed to amnesty or automatic citizenship for the some 12 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Amid the intense debate over the issue among U.S. lawmakers, Bush on Tuesday ruled out amnesty for illegal immigrants, but said he favored a guest worker program that would provide legal status for workers for a limited time, period. Yeah, and then after 3 years, and this is open for six, you can then become a citizen. So, in my judgment, amnesty would be the wrong course of action, Bush told the news conference. He said a whole industry of exploitation had emerged with workers being smuggled across the U.S. border in dangerous conditions. The best way to do something about it is to say that if you're an American and won't do a job and you can't find somebody who will do the job, they ought to be allowed to do it legally on a temporary basis, Bush said. Well, yeah, you bring in a bunch of illegal aliens who live 10 to a one-room shack, and they'll send half their money home and sit there and live off of, eggs and toast. Hard-working folks. I don't dislike them. Hard-working cowboys, a lot of them. Especially the types that come up here from northern Mexico into Texas. It's a little bit different stuff happening in California. But it doesn't matter. Of course Americans can't do the job paying insurance and doing anything. What you've done is blown out our skilled tradesmen. What you've done is ensured the whole middle class is gone. And that's officially happened. And then every day I see these type of articles, every day. Every single day, four vehicles carrying possible illegals crash. 113 detained in 2 days in rash of accidents on snow-packed highways. Four vehicles packed with 42 suspected illegal Mexican immigrants overturned on snow-packed eastern Colorado highways within 2 hours early Tuesday, a day after two similar wrecks in the state. And, I mean, folks, they account in some states for half the fatality accidents. And why? Not saying Mexicans can't drive. But you take a 25-year-old man who grew up on a corn farm in southern Yucatan. He comes up here and he suddenly got money in his pocket, and he goes and buys a car without a license, without training, without driver safety, and then they go out on the roads. And, man, every time I see a car swerving, it's drunk illegals. And, man, they're out there jam-packed with cement in the back, with the tires about to blow out, going down I-35 at 80 miles an hour with the windows down, drinking Miller Lite. You can look right over, they're drinking Miller Lite. And you imagine them getting on the roads when it's icy. I mean, again, then who accounts for the next biggest group of fatality accidents in America? It's teenagers. I'm strongly considering not letting my children have cars when they're 16. I don't know how my dad let me have one. He's very nice to me and let me have a car. I was an absolutely horrible driver. I'm lucky to be alive. We got illegal aliens who came off hard-working little rancheros down there in Mexico, and they're up here, and they just get in a car and just down the road. They don't have insurance, nothing. Cops just ignore them. They're just killing us everywhere, running over Mexican-Americans, blacks, whites, it doesn't matter. And then there's all the Asians who don't have driver's license. They may be even worse.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's real simple. Waging war on corruption. Be sure and go to the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com and get some of the best documentary films, books, exposing the New World Order out there, bar none. Some of the best political t-shirts, defending the Constitution. We're constitutionalists. We're not left or right. And, of course, a lot of other books and tapes and other materials, Pocket Constitution, Citizen Rule Books, it's all up on InfoWars.com. Or take advantage of that new, almost a half year free when you sign up for a yearly membership. It's 5.3 months free, so almost half off when you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and check that out. I'm just going to just rampage through your calls. Each one of you gets about a minute. Mike in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I wanted to tell you, I wanted to get some information to you about something that might help you with your allergies. Do I call your 800 number to get that to you?
Just tell me now.
Okay, it's a product put out by a company called...
I don't believe it's allergies, and the major studies are now showing this. It's other poisons and toxins and heavy metals in the air.
Okay, well, this stuff, mm-hmm. what it does is it balances out your immune system. Your immune system doesn't overreact, and a lot of people have gotten help from it.
Sure, what is it?
It's basically a spray form of colostrum. It's from a company out in Arizona, and I can get the information to you. I'll just call
it. Colostrum, is that the... Stuff out of mother's milk?
From milk, from cows, yeah. And apparently it's helping a lot of people with all kinds of health problems, from hypoglycemia to even multiple sclerosis, but it really helps allergies a lot.
Well, that's exciting. I'll check it out, and thank you for that call. I really appreciate that, Mike. That's very nice of you to try to help me. Kim in Texas, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I just wanted to comment on the soy, the person that called in about soy earlier. I just would like to challenge you and all your listeners to try to go a day without having soy in their diet. And I think you guys would all be just amazed at how much they're bombarding us with the stuff.
Yeah, and it's full of estrogen. I believe it's got the highest vegetable concentrate per gram of any vegetable level of estrogen.
Well, and one of my children I found out is allergic to soy. And something that my husband and I always notice is that in comparison to our other two children, he is very aggressive. And I never, you know, put that together with that, you know, until I heard the gentleman.
Yeah, you're supposed to be aggressive. Males are supposed to be aggressive.
Right. And another thing, too, is I've eliminated the soy from my diet pretty much. And I used to have allergies like you do, Alex, and I just don't have them anymore. And I don't know
that's what I'm saying. It's the stuff they're feeding us. It's the stuff in the air. I mean, listen, my grandmother grew up here in Austin. No one ever had them. Allergies were unknown 50 years ago. Now everyone has them.
Right. I grew up in Austin, too, and I never had allergies. And there for about 5 years, they were bad. And like I said, I've changed my diet completely.
Well, you know, my dad, you know, I mean, he's a dentist and oral surgeon, but he said he's read a lot of medical studies that are showing it's the foods. It's the genetically engineered foods, too, Trevor. Right. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Kim. David in Minnesota, go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me on. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. First of all, I wanted to just say I've been buying, copying, and distributing your videos now for a couple of years, and I'm always looking for ways to reach out to people with the truth.
Yes, sir.
One of the ways I started doing it recently is I put up a blog, and I wondered if I could plug my blog.
Sure, go ahead and plug the blog.
Okay, it's IPROWNOT.blogspot.com. Itronot.blogspot.com.
All right, got to let you go. Sorry, we're just running out of time here. Patrick in Kentucky. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yes, a lot of the organic products we get, Inter-American Foods, and these kinds of things, they taste just like poison. And... they're putting stuff in our water. My skin is burning all over. I even got a KDF shower filter. But I was going to make a couple of comments on Operation Northwoods. I believe it's going to happen with the next president, stooge they put in there, in 2008. And, I was also going to mention about Winamp, the documentaries.
We're out of time. God bless you. Thank you.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.